This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday. It's finally Friday. It's May 1st and it's finally Friday. It's a little after 11 o'clock today, and once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today. Today's going to be an open line Friday. It's going to be open line Friday because I know a lot of people complaining, right? There was chaos. That's what the Tribune said. That's what the Guardian say. That's what the Tribune and the Guardian say. It's a consensus. Yesterday was chaotic. The Guardian say chaos at the polls, and the Tribune just say chaos. That was the conclusion. Chaos. So instead of having you call to add to the chaotic situation, I want you to call and give some recommendations. Harrison Thompson needs some help. You hear it? I see it. Mr. Thompson needs some help. All hands on deck. The Minister of National Security is supposed to be up in arms. He should be in meetings at this present time. He should be calling. Remember we said we have all the consultants? He should be calling in all the consultants. People who worked the polls 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. It can't be 50 years. You see, I over-exaggerate. I mean, people who used to work the polls. That's what I mean. Long time. All of them needs to come forward to assist Mr. Harrison Thompson with this election and making it go smoothly. The Treasury needs to be open. Call some of them and give them a stipend. Give them lunch. We'll give certificates someplace, right? But we need some help. And I saw the response. The response vexed me. I got vexed at reading the response. I said, I know this bay. I shouldn't call him bay. I know this good gentleman didn't write this thing. I know someone else had to write this because this don't make no sense. This don't make no sense. Right? Because I think I start getting anxiety. I said, Lord, May 12th, I ain't gonna vote no because I can't go through this. You know, I ain't gonna vote because I can't go through this. Because I have anxiety just watching what's happening. The people them rowing and fighting and fussing. And I said, May 12th, if it's worse than this, I can't be no 2-3 hours or no lying. I just don't have the patience. I can do an hour. I can bring some water and say, well, once the lying is moving, I can do an hour. But when it goes into an hour and a half, the hell with the vote. I got to go to work. I just can't do it. I just telling you now. It just ain't in me. I'm not that patient of a man. I'm a microwave baby. I expect things instantly. I eat instant oatmeal, instant mashed potato. You just pour it in and just twirl it and just finish. If it takes more than 3 minutes, no, I don't want that. Instant coffee, right? Those long standing waiting thing, it's not me. So I'm saying, I see the Prime Minister's opening the airport in Kent Island at this present time. All of the big celebrities are down there. I see Sheen Gibson. I don't know where he come from, but he's down there. I see Perry Christie. I'm not sure where he come from, but he is down there. All for the opening of the Kent Island. Everybody's excited because it's a nice airport. Hopefully it's finished and not just finish. You know, there's a difference. There is finish and there is finish, right? But back to the chaos that happened yesterday. I'm going to read this into the record so we can have a conversation. I see all the lines are lit. I come to y'all right now. Y'all can respond to this letter. But I need suggestions. Let me be the one to complain here. And you come up with a suggestion on what all needs to be done. I tired of seeing old people cry. I won't vote. Right? I tired of seeing handicapped people saying that don't push me here. Y'all forget about me. Y'all jump with it. Like I said, it gave me anxiety, man. Statement from the Parliamentary Registration Department on advanced poll voting. The Parliamentary Registration Department acknowledges the challenges experienced by voters during today's advanced poll. At a number of locations, extended wait times and long lines affected the flow of the voting process. We recognize that many Bahamians expected a smoother experience, especially elderly voters who waited for long hours to exercise their right to vote. Today's turnout was unprecedented. This is the first time in Bahamian history that this number of persons has participated in the advanced poll, with especially strong participation among elderly voters. While operation plans were in place, the volume exceeded projections and placed pressure on processing times and logistics across several polling stations. The department has already begun a full review of today's operations. Immediate adjustments are being made to improve voter flow, strengthen coordination, and address the areas where delay occurred. These actions will directly inform final preparations for the general elections. We wish to assure the public that the general election is conducted on a much larger scale than the advanced poll, with expanded polling stations, increased staffing, and greater logistical support across the country. We thank all Bahamians who came out today and remain patient throughout the process. Your participation reflected a strong commitment to our democracy. The Parliamentary Registration Department remains focused on ensuring that all necessary provisions are in place for May 12th, so that every eligible voter is able to cast their ballot in an orderly and efficient manner. And that's April 30th, 2026, the Parliamentary Registration Department, Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Remember I said you put a call in and give suggestions on what needs to be done, right? I see Bastian said that his campaign will assist and donate some money and some funds and some equipment to assist them, the situation. What I find peculiar, before I go to the phone lines, I see you callers, right? Today's turnout was unprecedented. At a number of locations, extended wait times and long lines flow. Long and short is they didn't anticipate that many people to come and vote. Mind you, people went in droves and registered to vote. They knew who all went to vote. They got a total, say, hey, 2,000 odd people, whatever the number is coming to vote. So they knew this beforehand and they made preparation to receive that amount. And then they come today and say they didn't anticipate that many people would have actually showed up. That's problematic. That's just problem. Can you marry you RSVP and say, I want you to RSVP to the party. The people RSVP to the party. You know that 100 people coming and you only prepare for 50. Someone got to get sent home. I'm not sure if I even heard a statement from the Minister of National Security. Where is we in Monroe? I'm not sure if I heard a statement on the Prime Minister that it went smoothly. I'm not sure if I heard anything from the Prime Minister and his official or the office of the Prime Minister saying we need to work on some things. We got plan to give them some more tools in order to fulfill their obligations. They need some help. They need some help. I am concerned. I'm not sure if you're concerned. I just said I am concerned. The Guardian said chaos at the polls. Let's go to the callers. I want some suggestions. Let's be positive and say, you know what? They need to do this. Both political parties need to do this, right? I recommend that we do that for the next time. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Okay, great. I have a couple things. I actually worked in a poll yesterday, and it was a total disaster. One of the biggest problems is the cards are not in alphabetical order. They may be in letter order, but not in alphabetical order.
Mm.
And they were delaying the line so long because it's taking so long to find the card. No one, that other person don't come in until they find their card. Another thing.
No. Pause there. I want to understand exactly what you mean. So, say it's me, CA.
Okay, the counterfoil.
Yes.
The counterfoil.
So I come there. I'm CA. I come in to vote. They look at my card and they call out the number, call out the name, and then what happened?
Yes. They have to also call the polling division,
mm-hmm.
right? So they look on the register and see if they're on the advanced poll,
mm-hmm.
and then they may see to make sure they're in the correct polling division.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there was a lot of people who were not on the advanced poll, but they had the certificate.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But what happened is the counterfoil, they didn't have them. They had them like all the T's together, the A's together, stuff like that, but they didn't have it in alphabetical order inside. So they have to go through every T to try find this person.
Mm.
And I can tell you one thing. Because of this register going from, I think, 2012 or 2017,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people, polling divisions have changed.
Ah.
And this could be a serious problem because they could go on one line and then they got to find out they in the polling division.
That means I vote no more in your
home. I would suggest to fix that problem, we have people from the parliamentary registrar at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Telling everyone who walk in, hey, let me make sure which polling division you in so you go on the right line. That mm-hmm. could be a problem.
Mm.
All right? The next thing is the policeman who is inside the polling station, inside the in voting station, the one who was in us sat down facing the presiding officer and thing, not watching the door.
Mm.
You know who responsible for hats, bag, and bulging pockets.
Mm-hmm.
But it happened over and over and over again. The woman who was at the door just kept making the mistake of not telling people to take up their hat. They walk over there, they got to turn back, go back over there to take their hat off or empty their pocket or take the purse off their shoulder because they're not allowed.
What do you think could correct that?
Training. They need training. I don't think they have training. They don't know what they're supposed to do. And, you know, and then another thing is who's responsible for that? Is it the police or is it the parliamentary person who's at the door?
I assume the parliamentary person. Police do what police does.
Well, they need training because it just kept happening. And then another thing, they would call the name, sometimes first name, first, last name, after. And then we try to correct them. No, you need to call the polling division. You need to call the last name and then the first name so you could find it. Now, that was another problem. Then sometimes they're talking too low and no one could hear them, and you got to ask them to repeat over and over. The woman's voice is just too soft.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they need to find the right person at the door. Another thing that needs to be fixed is people jumping the line.
I heard about that.
And that happened over and over again. There were, I think, a policeman needed to be out there watching the line,
mm-hmm.
And not allowing it. Another thing they can do is put some barricades to keep the people on the line so no one could just jump in front of them, you know, straight to the door. But that, I mean, people were frustrated over and over, you know, but, you know, people bullied them and just did it.
I appreciate you, sir. I want them to listen. And I hear what you recommended and what the concerns were, so we can start addressing these things. Complaining is one thing, but we need to fix this by May 12th.
Yeah. Another thing, any more advanced polls, I don't know if it just should be advanced polls, but we had, for Charlotte, with 1,300 people in the advanced polls, but they had three voting doors or three voting classrooms to go in to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, we had South Beach. We had Bamboo Town with 1,200 people, but they only got one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it seems to me that that is intentional.
Can't be intentional.
That needs to be fixed. We need to have a law saying maximum per room is 300 or 400 people, because we were averaging 25 people an hour. In 10 hours, we only could do 250. That's how slow my polling division was.
Okay, that can't work.
We had 600 people going in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a lot of people got frustrated. First, it was 3 hours, 3 hour waiting time. It went to 3.5, went to 4.5, 4 hours, 50 minutes was like maximum to where I was. But a lot of people were getting frustrated and leaving. They say they ain't coming back, or they might try come back. But then you had some people who were traveling, so they ain't coming back.
Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate.
So I just feel like it's intentional, and you need to limit the amount of people. Now, you know, at the PLP rally at the soccer field,
mm-hmm.
Prime Minister Davis told his candidates that each one of them should bring at least 800 people to the advance poll. Now, what was happening is these people are just getting anyone off the street and say they're a poll worker and they need to be on the advance poll. So they were just trying to overcrowd these things. This don't make no sense.
Yeah.
What is the law?
Yeah, they need to have a set amount.
How many people are each candidate allowed? I understand Sabas had over 1,000.
I don't say that.
I'm telling you.
You over-exaggerate, but I understand the point you're trying to make. There's a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm just trying to tell you, it seems like it's intentional.
Yeah. Sir, I appreciate you. Let me get these other people in. But I appreciate your suggestions and what you're saying. Right. This text says, recommendations. Cancel the election. Not possible. They need to come to Jesus, a come to Jesus moment to identify where these errors and bunglings are originating. Because they can't identify the root cause, they'll resolve nothing. Next text says, surprise, surprise. This is also the first time in Bahamian history where we've had such a large segment of population over 60. Next text says, oh, the cards weren't in alphabetical order and difficult to find. So this was not because of, can't say that about Bahamians. Bahamians wanting to vote in advance poll and getting to the locations early. The system was not designed properly. Let's go to the phone lines now. We're looking for some suggestions, man, on what went wrong and how we can improve it. Go ahead. Caller, Guardian Radio AM. Guardian Radio. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Mary, that's me.
That's you.
That's probably one of your favorite callers, right? I have a suggestion. You say give a suggestion, don't complain, or don't tell too much story about what happened yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Listen, so what I'm saying, right, I could say me and your party, right? It seems like they won and done, and it's too late to say sorry. Now, a suggestion. I'm a disabled person. I want to say what I think they could do to help my senior citizen and my disabled people. You see those people, what you call, like, I don't know what you'll call them, like a waiter or a waitress, will walk around with a cooler full of cold water. Maybe they're doing these things, and I just don't know. But for all of that, what I hear on the news and people complaining, I wish the government or the parliamentary commissioner office would, like, buy some wheelchairs, right, and assist some of the people to move around, get some buses or whatsoever. The parliamentary, no political party. This ain't about a political party. Get some buses or something for the set who might just get a ride there. Because you hear the people complaining about it. Some of the wheelchairs, what they might have might be breakups, so have in mind to give some of them a way to let them carry it home. Also, because you're supposed to care about senior citizens and disabled people. Like I say, get some water, some little snacks or sandwiches or whatsoever, you know, and let the ladies or the gentlemen them walk around and ask them if they want something. Maybe might even need some, I don't know, you can't bring the bed out there also, but make them comfortable, make them feel important, you know. And like I say, get some wheelchairs, and if the people need it to carry it home, we can take it from the government funds, and we could do $200,000 in Abaco and take in discount of people electricity. These people who come out there, it's hot these days, it looks like it's done the summer, it's like 90 degrees, like fire on the ground. So like I say before you cut me, me and your party, the PLP, right? They need to understand it's too late to say sorry, and plenty of them could be one and done. And I want them to continue spending the money on these radio stations doing the ad. But the time they keep talking about what the F and M doing stuff, man, maybe some odd saying, huh, sorry, we used to be so rude to y'all, and we need it. They won and done. You agree what I say about our party, brother? Or you still wondering if I say PLP for you? You won't carry me in the poll cycle about PLP, would you?
Oh.
No, you sound sad and mad, but
me?
I can't help but listen.
Yeah, please. You need to pray for that one. Pray for him, man. You need holy oil or some holy water of some sort, something to cure him. Okay, this text says, good morning, CA. I send this to Erin. I do not know if she read it. I was in and out. Is it true that the advance polls still closed at 12 a.m.? The last voter actually left or voted at 10 p.m. at CV Battle School because the three constituencies was out there participating in the Bamboo Town and South Beach saying people... Where is it? Bamboo Town and South Beach saying that people were still voting after 6 p.m. People were still voting after 6 p.m. I want Dr. Sands and Lincoln Bean, Darren Henfield to call in and tell us what really gone down after 6 p.m. if the people were still voting during that time. And I will be voting on May 12th for Bamboo Town. Dwayne Sands, I hope it won't be no hiccups. Okay. No, people voted up until 10 p.m. that night. Anyone who's online, they're allowed to vote. But up to 10 p.m. is ridiculous because the poll is supposed to stop at 6. I can't imagine that happening at the general election. So you need to identify the root causes of the problem. Random suggestions may help. But if you don't identify the root cause, problem will remain. The gentleman who called likely hit the main problem. The organization of the Cornerfoils, a casual observer would not know that. Right? Let's go back to the phone lines there. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Hello? Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Hello, good morning.
You're kind of muffled, but good morning to you.
Yes, I want to say one thing. I was at the poll yesterday. 77-year-old.
Ma'am, I ain't getting none of that. I'm sorry. I want to hear what you're saying, but the phone line is bad. Your phone line and your connection was horrendous just now. But try to call back on a clearer line. I'll patch you straight through so you can voice your concern. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live?
Hey, CA, good morning to how are you, man.
Good morning. How you doing?
Okay, girl. CA, are you a betting man?
No.
Okay. Let's do a hypothetical. I think, and this is my honest opinion, I think the voter turnout is going to be extremely, extremely huge.
Yes, I believe up to 85 neighbors.
What happened yesterday? It's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I was going to challenge you on a bet with. I bet you that the polls will not close until 11 p.m.
Have mercy, no.
On election day.
No, man, it can't happen.
CA, remember what I say to you.
I hear you.
Remember this now. If people are still in line, at no fault of theirs, and based on the 20-some thousand that was experienced nationwide yesterday, and we say, let's cut off, let's say we have 200,000 plus. Let's say we cut off 50,000 of the nonsense situation. That now leaves us with 150,000 persons plus that are going, and some of those who were supposed to vote yesterday are now going to have to go and vote on the main day.
Mm.
If the parliamentary department within Nassau alone does not have a force of at least 2,200 to 2,500 staff, whether they got to bring them in from wherever they got to bring them in, it's going to be a major, major issue. I don't think they even can. I don't. If based on the estimates and based on the numbers, I think, and I'm not joking when I say this, we're going to run up to probably about 11 o'clock. I'd like to know what your viewers think about that. Just based on everything that we have laid out before us. I'm not putting any pressure on any one particular organization, but I'm telling you, based on what we saw, what is happening, based on what happened yesterday, that persons were disenfranchised for a little bit and have to now come back on the 12th, we have some serious stuff going on that day.
Thank you very much, Colin. You have me concerned, have me thinking now. Like I said, the Minister of National Security need to step in now and procure staff, procure consultants, right? The Prime Minister needs to step in and make sure it works. I know one caller said we might need a concierge to walk along the lines, need to put some barricades so no one jumped the lines. I think emotion is going to be peaked on May 12th. I think they need all staff, all police force, defense force out just to man the crowd, right? I acknowledge the caller who said that there were too many people who claimed that they're going to be working the polls for their political party, and that made everything crowd all of the system up, just oversubscribe. That's something we need to talk about. Let's go back to the callers there. Garden Radio AM, you live?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. How are you doing?
Okay, I'm good. I was one of the voters yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at H.O. Nash.
Mm-hmm.
But what I realized would happen, a lot of the young people who voted and understood that the voting is for workers on election day.
Huh?
They thought it was the first time when they have to go to work. Because a lot of them, I asked, what you doing on election day? I have to work. And my boss ain't let me come on, so I had to come today. So I think that was one of the misunderstandings.
There needs to be an educational process then.
Why? The people who fix them up to vote should explain to them. Then they say, well, I have to vote on the day. Find out where they had to work. Because they're of the opinion that they're on their job, a cashier, I have to be the one, so I have to work today. And I think that we go into that and explain and educate the people where we had a lesser chance yesterday of all that crowd.
Mm.
Thank you.
Man, I appreciate that. I never even considered that. So, morning, yesterday's voting in Nassau was chaotic. Why wasn't more voting polls wasn't open? There was 26,000 voters let in. Let it make sense. Okay. So this text says, Nuri, school officials have told me people from Parliament Register Office, the Parliament Register Office will request classes from AC because they will not work in hot classrooms. Maybe that's why they don't have much rooms available. Oh. So they only wanted to work in air-conditioned rooms, and therefore they had limited classrooms. Can I suggest to the powers that be to open polls earlier? It was open at 8. How early you wanted to open? 8 o'clock, the polls were open, man, up and ready to go. And the PRD needs to come to the nation by Tuesday, midday, with a very precise plan for how May 12th will be organized, from traffic plan at polling divisions to organizations of cards, as the caller said, and to the issue of persons with dated voters' cards, but an outdated register. Okay. One of my concerns was for some of the schools to walk from the front gate where the gate said you can't pass to the voters' place, to the classroom. It's 5 to 10, 15 minutes walk. And you can't have seniors walking so far. Or they had difficulties and challenges walking from the front gate to the actual, especially that school in on Prince Charles. What that school in Prince Charles was? That's TV Bell? That school on Prince Charles, that's a long walk. Perhaps we need to rent some golf carts just to take persons who are ably challenged to drive them back and forth. Say, well, you get dropped here and we'll come pick you up with some walkie-talkie and drive you back. So elderly persons who have challenged walking to go back and forth, to speed that process up. Let's go back to the phone call. Guy on Radio AM, you live?
Yeah, good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, man.
Yeah, allow me to make a couple of recommendations. Now, one of your tech, one of the recommendations I want to recommend too, especially for those persons who were disadvantaged yesterday, mm-hmm. that we open the polls probably at 6 o'clock and allow them to set.
What?
If you have a first preference to vote,
mm-hmm.
that person had been turned away. I also believe that it's important for the commissioner, mm-hmm. to, as early as today, if it's possible, to send out communications to all the government agencies who do not cater to the general public, asking for their assistance and waking the polls.
Mm.
Best thing I think they should do. The whole school closed. Use adjacent classrooms for persons who have the total long lines to be able to sit. Let's put some chairs in those classrooms. Even if you move the desk out, to put chairs in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be good if you get air-conditioned ones. If you can't get air-conditioned ones, that's fine, too. But I think we should put a number system in place. So that could be a good job for one of the fence force officers or some other government employee who will come and assist with the poll. You know the number that when you're pulling, when you go to get to buy a pass or something?
Yeah.
You pull a number.
Mm-hmm.
And you go and you sit in this room, and when it's almost time for your number to call, somebody come and get you and, or call your number from that room so you can walk to the door. So it's only a 5-minute startup rate rather than 2.5 to 3-4 hours startup rate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are some of the things that could help some of the discouraged voters to come out. Because a lot of people say, boy, I'll never vote this again. Persons who are traveling this weekend or next week who try to vote and before they travel, well, this is they that does not vote names on the thing. The woman showed up there with the letter from the parliamentary commissioner's office that's saying that she had the right to vote, and they wouldn't let the woman vote. All kind of foolishness that took place yesterday. I don't know how they get so disorganized. Okay? But I think that, secondly, they have to do something to encourage voters to come out. My job is to try and discourage voters to get to the polls, but you got to be able to accommodate the people that the accommodation is for. You know, man, we just have to vote, stand up for 4 hours before somebody call your name to vote, man. So that's over all them classrooms. And then you don't have to pile up. The whole school is available to you, my lord.
Yes.
You don't have to pile up 3-4 polling stations right next to each other. Yesterday, the St. Anne's and Fox, the thing was a disaster.
Oh, gosh.
Or the whole Doris Johnson is available. And what do? Pile everybody in one little area. Come on, man, we can do better than that.
Yeah.
The sufficient police officers, the federal officers, even you prison officers, get everybody who's available. Just make up your mind. Get paid people a couple extra dollars.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks very much.
Thank you, man.
This text said, Nuri, and not 1 ounce of apology. People fainted in the heat. There was no lying for the disabled. There was no lying for the disabled. So their handlers brought them straight to the front due to no lack of directions. Just a free-for-all. My gosh. It sounded like it was really bad yesterday, man. This text says, a gentleman I know was there for 5 hours and said his name wasn't on the register. You know, if I waited 5 hours, you'd say my name in there? What they should have done was have people on the outside, like how Wendy's is do, and check people's name off on the register so they wouldn't have to wait for those extended hours. It was absolutely ridiculous. This text says, my mother was there from 9:45 until 1:40 p.m., why are elders and this individual being made to suffer and to be the guinea pigs? This is utter foolishness. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Garden Radio AM, you're live. We're looking for some suggestions, man. Hey. I like the idea of passing out water while it's just there. No, I like that idea. Go ahead, Corey.
Hey, hi. How you doing?
Doing well, man.
I voted at the HO Nash yesterday. And there were people passing around giving out water or soda. And they have people in Gulf Guard. When you come out of your car, they pick you up and take you to the station. Now, what I realized was a lot of people were dropping off disabled people in the wheelchair, and they didn't have any assistance. So they were getting pushed aside. So people were jumping the line with them, and they were just getting left behind. So people who were there that was in rushing to get back home, they were helping and assisting the disabled. So far as I can, I went there like 1:45, and by 2:30, I was out of there.
What? That's a good time.
Yes.
Okay, I appreciate that.
That went smooth as far as I know when I was there.
And what school is this you went to?
I went to H.O. Nash.
H.O. Nash. Okay.
I went there 1:45. I leave there 2:30. They had chairs where you could sit on. They were giving out water and everything. But like I say, there were a lot of disabled people there. But the disabled people were saying their family just dropped them off and leave them there. So they didn't have any assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the problem was created. They were just leaving them there. So people who were there had to help assist them because there were people in wheelchair and they had to get in and out. And it was hard for them to get in and out. So they had to get people there to move them.
Okay, I appreciate that.
So things, other than that, things were smooth while I was there yesterday.
Thanks again.
And the line was long.
And the line was long. It was moving. It was moving.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks very much.
Right.
Perhaps some of those volunteer groups, Key Club and Rangers and whatever it is. And we have that Rangers now. Would the government have that new group? Come there and help push the wheelchairs back and forth and make sure that the persons who are ably challenged get represented and not get taken advantage of and jump. Call everybody out.
Call everybody out. Let's go to the next caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live, caller. We're looking for some suggestions.
Hello.
You're live.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Nui.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
I'm in a fury. I'm disheartened by the fable I'm hearing about the elderly and the disabled. And so the lady called, and so I guess HONR should be a perfect example because there are disparities in what we're hearing, right? And so someone to assist the elderly in a wheelchair or the incapacitated, they don't have to be elderly. And so they should be first, especially in the advanced pool. And then a thing that I saw that I think maybe the geniuses, them, collective geniuses who run the country, the ruling class, they should have called election when school is closed. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
I thought that would be a better idea. I just thought I'd sort it out there. But for me, at 61, I don't think I'll be going out to the polls early because I want to avoid all the fanaticism and the BS. So I'll wait till the sun. But what time is the poll closed? Maybe the government should extend the hours. You know, the polls should be open up at least till 8, 9, 10 o'clock. I mean, what's the point? I mean, then I heard you said that people came and said their names wasn't on the register.
Mm.
So then something should be done to facilitate that. But you can't deny someone the right to vote because the name is not on the register. So maybe a little office somewhere should be set up to deal with that situation, and then the person will still be able to vote before the polls closes. So this parameter, all right, just like how they extended the hours for voting 4 hours, I think that's a great idea, and it should be done all across the board for the whole general election. No one should be denied the right to vote. It's almost like I walk in the clinic, and they close in, and they say, and I came on time, but they can't serve me. So it's no different. It's an infringement on someone's basic human rights. And also, I would like to hear, I don't know, do prisoners are able to vote?
No.
No, that's what I'm saying. So that for me is BS. You know, I just don't get it. Maybe some legal mind, because I'm left behind, to talk about those that were left behind. Give thanks, y'all.
Okay, thanks very much. Says, morning, why not have 2 advanced voting days? That could work, right? But that's mean twice, 2 people getting paid, people getting paid twice, right? Hi, when are they going to fix the lights by the bar, 20 Corner and Mackey Street? It was out from last October. Morning, you had some people bringing people in wheelchairs who was not disabled. Hi, they are making seem as if this is the first election. Too much confusion, right? This text says, watch God in this election. That guy who talk about pawpaw call all the talk shows to defend, he always has his on AI. Okay. We have enough persons in the arms. Okay. Good day. I'm Brother Nuri. This advanced voting process was a disaster for the elderly and disabled persons. As the Bahamas, we need to be more supportive. And I love the discussion today. Let's build a better Bahamas from the mayor of Grand Bahama, Selah. The commissioner needs to give a public breakdown of election day plans and be ready to take questions because his team has not displayed that they are good at planning. Were the cards at HONASH in alphabetical order? If we find out that there was a discrepancy in the organization, that would be chilling. Let's go back to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller. Let's move on to the next one. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hey, good day, Mr. Neil. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you doing?
And I'm pretty good. You know, I was out yesterday at the polls, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think the time that I choose to go was around somewhere after 2.
Mm-hmm.
I had 2 people in front of me.
What?
No line. This is a syndicated.
Sadie Curtis?
Yes.
That's Carmichael Road, right?
No, that's just the one on Charles on the side.
Okay, see it. Go ahead.
Yeah. I have a suggestion, though.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that this is the advanced poll,
mm-hmm.
you have the military branches coming out
mm-hmm.
to vote. You have the disabled coming out to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You have persons who are traveling coming out to vote.
Mm-hmm.
To vote. My suggestion is this, you know, why don't they have, like, different areas, right? For each of these groups, you have the military branch in one area. They vote in this area. You have the disabled people in one area. And the ones who have to travel in another area.
Mm.
I think it would be some expediency there. more transparency, and I think that, you know, you would probably even have a better flow.
Okay.
You know, once you have sufficient staff to cover all of that, I think that's a possibility where somebody that could work. And I believe that's something they should look at. That's how I feel personally.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. I have this text says, I'm told Sabas gave out water at H.O. Nash. Okay. This next text says, good afternoon. I noticed they don't treat the senior citizens too good in this country. Let's fix the Bahamas. It seems the Bahamas is being kept underdeveloped on purpose. Okay. This text says, CA, the review of persons who were applying for the advance pool need to be better scrutinized. The numbers registered for advance pooling were huge because workers who were just sitting outside under tents and milling around for one particular party were allowed to register. I hearing that too many people who want to work the polls were registering. This should be reserved for actual people who are working the polls, not chairing groups. No wonder there were 26,000 voters. Doesn't that seem skeptical? Let's read the next text. Say, we can't compare one polling station experience against another without statistics. Dr. Sands has already told us one constituency with 1,200 people had one polling division and another with 700 people had two polling divisions. Something is off. Okay. This text says, hi, CA, students who require community service can come out and assist with the elderly, passing out drinks, etc. Perhaps the PRD could partner with various schools to obtain their assistance. Definitely they need someone to be pushing wheelchairs. The advanced voting shouldn't have been a chance voting. That's what the text there. Let's see what this one says. Students in high school could have done a better advanced poll than Mr. Thompson. It's obvious the way this government treat the most vulnerable is the way they have treated their so-called family with no consideration. Take it or leave it. Did they have portable restrooms or depend on nearby? Because given water is fine, but it has to be relieved. The NYG put PM will tell us they working for him. Or the PI, I don't know what that is. This is so sad. Let's go to the phone lines again. Guiding Radio. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Yeah, good morning, CA.
Good morning, how you doing?
Yeah, I predicted yesterday would have been chaotic, and I believe that if you don't do something, correct something, it's going to be even worse.
Mm.
You know, the Parliamentary Register Commissioner, I know this is his first major election, wouldn't it be?
No, I think he worked before.
Major general election?
Well, I ain't sure.
You know, we ain't sure, you know, but the thing is, see, a lot of people would have abused that early voting situation. They would abuse it. In a way, we supposed that amount of persons voting. And we didn't have the capacity in terms of personnel. Also, it appears that wherever you go, the presiding officer was operating under a different rule.
Mm.
It seems that way. I don't think the presiding officer in South Beach was functioning like the one in Sutton Shore, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody seems that they had their own rules.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that way. I don't know what the rules are, but I believe that they're all supposed to be on one accord. The same rule that applies for South Beach voters should apply for Sutton Shore voters.
Mm-hmm.
The presiding officer, it should not be where you're using your own set of rules, like principals in these schools.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a different school, everyone have a different rule, even though they still fall under the Ministry
mm-hmm.
of Education.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't make much sense at all. And CA to the voters. The voters need to tone this thing down. Voters. I don't know what all of that anxiety was for yesterday. And it seems as if too, CA,
mm-hmm.
based on what I saw looking, it seems as if that the PLP is above the rest in terms of money. A lot of money seems that it's coming. It seems to me that it was a dumb thing. It seems to me that it's dumb, that they are spending too much money. Too much money is being spent on this. It seems that way because I don't know what, like every time they could go into a room and pull out a bunch of money, it seems that way. And I don't know what all of this is all about, but I believe that money could have been spent in other areas other than on just election process. But a lot of money is involved, it seems that way. And I believe this chaos is going to continue because it ain't no stopping. I don't think nothing is going to change. No rules are going to change. That ain't, but I agree with that last texter. They need more personnel. They need much more personnel to deal with this influx. There's other 200,000 people or close to 200,000 people will be voting on May 12th. And we don't have the capacity to deal with it. But yeah. I don't know. But it seems like we're in trouble.
Thank you very much. Let me squeeze these last callers in. Go ahead, caller. Got in your AM.
CA.
Hey.
What's happening, man?
Richard, man.
Listen to me. I took part in the advance poll yesterday because of my sight impairment. Last election, I went on the regular day, and I promise you don't do that again. I voted on yesterday, and let me comment. When Lincoln Bean arc out and arc while people is complaining, but let me, as a PLP, a known PLP, Lincoln Bean behaved himself very well yesterday. Very, very well. So it shows me he's only be arcing when he's doing food. Lincoln Bean behaved himself like a gentleman yesterday.
I appreciate that. Let's move on to the next one. Go ahead. I'm trying to squeeze everybody in. Guy in Radio AM.
Hi. And good day, Mr. Nuri. How are you?
Doing well. How you doing?
Mr. Nuri, I also stood on the line on yesterday for close to 4 hours.
My Lord. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I can tell you from what I've seen, I think we need to have at least 2 rooms just to deal with the seniors. In order for people to be able to vote effectively and very quickly, I think we need to assign 2 rooms for the seniors in each polling station and let the seniors vote by themselves, because I saw how allowing the seniors to vote yesterday with the regular persons, how it blocked up the entire pipeline. And young people don't have that endurance to stand on the line for 3 and 4 hours just to put in a vote. They are going to give up. And I saw them yesterday give up. I saw them walk off and say they got to go to work.
Mm-hmm,
These
mm-hmm.
people don't want to lose their little piece of job. I'm spending more than 3 hours on a job trying to put in a vote. So I think we need to separate the seniors from the regular voters, okay, so that the process can roll a little smoother and everything. So that would be my advice or my input if we want to see things different.
Hi, Prika. Let me come back to wrap up. Yeah, we may have to consider a different alternative in terms of physical disabled persons and the elderly, whether they can have a different line, different room for them to participate. But I like that waiting room for them. We'll be right back.
The world is changing. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many behemoths out. Now we're opening new doors in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. A new generation is rising, and we're finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Yesterday, there was also some current concern about the presiding officer. In fact, there was a challenge, right? Say the statement from the Progressive Liberal Party candidate for Elizabeth, Joe Beth Kobe Davis, for immediate release. And that was for yesterday. So tonight, I have requested that the head of the Progressive Liberal Party's legal team formally filed a complaint against the returning officer assigned to Thelma Gibson Primary School on April 30th, 2026. This request follows an incident in which the returning officer acted outside of the legally established procedures by instructing the presiding officers in the Elizabeth to leave their room after the ballot boxes were sealed and to transport the sealed boxes to another classroom without allowing any agents to enter. One sealed ballot box had already been placed on the bus and was then removed from the bus and taken to that classroom. She then attempted to close the door with only herself, another officer, and the presiding officer inside. At all times, the directive has been that sealed ballot box are to be taken directly from the polling rooms to the bus, accompanied by an agent representing each candidate. In my years working elections, I have never witnessed sealed ballot box being removed from the polling room or removed from the bus and taken to another room without agents being present. The established process has always been that the sealed boxes go straight from the polling room to the bus for transport to the central police station, whether in the case of the advance poll ahead of the general election count, in the case of the general elections ahead of the recount. I have asked that this matter be raised with the commissioner as a matter of urgency, as this incident is extremely concerning and must be addressed. One of the callers said there was a concern about the presiding officers and how they conduct their job, whether they know the job. Perhaps there needs to be a training and orientation. I just believe there needs to be a caucus. Today is a learning day, right? Yesterday done. It didn't finish. It didn't over with. Now is the time to call everyone together and say, man, we had some issues. We can fix these issues. And they need to do a SWOT analysis. You know, the strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threat. And use this as an opportunity to say, hey, on May 12th, none of these issues will happen. We can do this. We can do that. If we need more help, we can start requesting for help. If you need more training, we can start requesting for training. And what about this new program? Everyone is talking about where it's now circulating that you just type your name in and it prints out or tells you where you live in terms of your constituency, your voters' address, your birth date. The other day I was at the parliamentary registrar office and I had to do some research for my stepfather there, and they had a kiosk there. It was a beautiful kiosk. I was very appreciative of it. It helped me. And I wanted to make sure that my father was registered to vote. And I typed in his name, right? And type in, I think, his street address. And, of course, there's a picture. It came up of his voter's card, all of his information, his street address, his name, his date of birth, and all that. And I was appreciative. And it says, yes, you are registered to vote. You have that purple card, right? I'm not sure of this new company or whoever organizing the second one, where you go, it's just openly, readily for anyone to use, and you pull a person's name. I'm not sure if that is owned by government, but someone needs to give her a statement. Say, yes, this is legitimate. Yes, it's owned by government, or no, it's not owned by government, but it's a private company, but we endorse what they're doing. Is it just the same information, just digitized or a version of the printed copy of the register, right? And if it is a digitized version of it, should there be a fee? Should there be a code to get access to it? Behemoths get hackers, man. They scared hackers, right? And scared people's teeth in their information. Anyway, it's time to go. It's now 12:01. It has been Guardian Radio AM. We need to help Harrison Thompson. We need to support him. Look like he ain't going no place. We need to demand from Minister Wayne Monroe and say, man, Mr. Wayne Monroe, you need to help Harrison Thompson. We need to call the Prime Minister from Kent Island and say, hey, I know you're doing some last minute things, but we need to help Harrison Thompson. I'm sure the international observers can have a lot to talk to us about. I hope they just be laughing and not crying. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with CNRA. You have a beautiful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.